But the question is, just go to the 2023 budget. The ministry told us that they are importing a drought-resilient seed to deal with this very issue that we are talking of. So the question is, what happened to those seeds that they procure? Did they give those seeds to the farmers? If they did, why is it that they are now complaining about drought in the five northern regions? So meaning there's no clarity in respect of what the minister is calling on us to do. Another issue is, many people have suffered same. Like the spillage of the Bagri Dam, people have lost their farmlands, they've lost their investment and the rest. What are we doing to also save that situation? Are we going to also add these people to the list that they are going to bring to parliament? Or how are they going to manage it? So the information around it is so sketchy and there's no transparency in respect of the request for the 500 million. So they have to provide us with a list. We'll get to know the details if indeed those people qualify for this kind of support. Because they are saying they are going to give them tools, they are going to give them farm input and cash transfer. That's where the problem is. You all know what happened with the COVID-19 fund, how they gave to the parliamentary candidate, party officials. They shed the money as if there's no tomorrow. And we are paying the price today. And they want a repetition of that same arrangement. In this case, nobody can support this kind of disbursement unless there's enough information to justify the request for the 500 million. If not, some of us can never support this request.